The Afro-French sibling duo Les Nubians have always been an oddity on the R&B scene. The record industry describes them as urban alternative, but that rather ambiguous category gives the ladies a certain amount of creative freedom as well. Their latest project, Echoes, is a good example of that. It's a mixture of R&B and poetry. Still, like their prior works, the sisters say this CD puts an emphasis on the global connections between people and music.
Terre d'origine, moi femme, sur mes continents l'homme voyage, et avec lui ses langages.
Ladies, welcome. Thank you both for being with us. Greatly appreciated. Big fan of your music, and I'm looking forward, Celia, let me start with you, to the latest project, which really is a melding of poetry, spoken word form, and music. Why did you decide to do both?
We decided to do both because first this project, Echoes, is our first production. So it's not a Les Nubians album, it's a Les Nubians presents some beautiful poets, because we traveled throughout the planet and we met those beautiful people, and we wanted to introduce them to our audience.
I think that one of the main fear that people might have for this new century is actually being afraid of the other, that person that I don't know. But there are so many ways to know that person, finally. Mm-hmm. And music, I think, is the best way to learn about other people's culture. It's really a language by itself. Now, putting words, this is why we wanted the project to be bilingual, is because words has power. There's a meaning of the word. But even in another language, that word still has the same power and will be understood differently from a language to another. And this is why we put the music under, so it will help to understand the meaning of the words. But music is definitely, I believe, a kind of prophetic tool, mm-hmm, to definitely change and try to bring a little more consciousness and love and a lot of nice feelings throughout the world.
Combien de métissages, métis, sages, sont l'héritage de nos corps chevauchés.
We don't always embrace what is different than we are used to, yet your music here, in the Black community in particular, has been very much embraced. Would you like to see African Americans in particular, but America in general, learn to embrace different cultures more? And is that part of why this project is important here?
Yes, I think that it's a part of the plan, into brackets. I think it's very important that American people open their mind and to other cultures, but I think it's also already there. It's just need to blossom. If people, for example, were interested in us, it's the beginning of an open-mindedness about it. And yes, Echoes also is a way also to build bridges and to continue in that ouverture, opening.
Moi, femme, gardienne de mémoire, mère d'espoir, pilier entre les hommes et les divinités, ma spiritualité est enracinée dans la vérité, la réalité.
So much has been made lately of hip-hop and its importance around the globe, and that it really has given a new form of expression to people who heretofore really had not had that kind of a form, didn't have a way to get their thoughts out. Do you also see this as an ability to give people who perhaps would not have the opportunity to say to the world what they want to, this allows them to do that?
Yes, c'est une fenêtre ouverte. It's an open window.
Fire in my eyes, and I can't cry. My tears are dry. I
wonder why I am living.
It's an open window for them to express their point of view, their talent. It's like nowadays hip-hop is like the message is starting to fade a little bit. And in poetry, there's more and more real people. So their message is very interesting and important. Food for thought that we need nowadays, now.
I am living. Pain and sadness burn beneath my flesh. Please undress my skin from this arsonist within. My only sin is that I was never ever a firefighter. Instead, my soul burns on like a lighter, and I bleed kerosene, I spit up gasoline.
Helen, let me ask you finally, in terms of the importance of the word, with what you see, there are some who believe that poetry and prose and spoken word should really deliver a message, should be very deep. There are others who say it's just a form of expression, and whether you just want to have fun with it or you make a deep political message, it's all equal. Where do you fall on that?
I think there's no bad thing in doing a very light poetry, you know. Every word resounds for itself. Every word can suscitate in someone, you know, different type of emotions. We cannot judge, you know, the effects of the word on a person. The topics can be very serious and can be hurtful sometimes. So I think it's mainly a form. And what I appreciated in the project like Echoes is that every poet has a different way of using his words. One will be more playful. The other one will be more political conscious. So to my opinion, It's a matter of form and how you play, how you use it, you know.
Well, ladies, we want to thank you for your time. We're excited about the project and that you've taken time to give people from your platform the ability to say something. We'll be hearing from them soon, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you
very much.
Sibling duo Helen and Celia make up Les Nubians. Their CD Echoes hit stores this week. Thanks for joining us. That's our program for today.